the problem that I run into is that the LP has too many spoilers. Imagine this, right? You're reading a f***ing book. Before the beginning of the chapter, there's a small summary. It's like a very small blurb, right? But it also says like such and such can't be trusted. And then you start reading the chapter, right? And then you get like, oh, such and such's name. Like
it's like reading Goblet of Fire. And then like at some random point in the text, some weird shit happens to Cedric.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now I got to be looking at Cedric the whole time. Like,
right.
The fuck? That motherfucking midget, man. She was popping that ass, shaking that thing, man. Oh shit, nigga. Hey, you gotta tell the motherfucker when you gonna hit this record button.
Don't do this ever again. Don't ever do this again. Don't leave this way. Don't ever. Don't hit me with the. I mean, I'm not. It might be your money in the bank, but who put it there? Ass shit. Don't you ever. This is not the one.
What's good, y'all? It's the Well-Spoken Token. We get into shits, man. We learned that, you know, the algorithm hates it when you actually open, or you know, you don't just start talking. They hate that shit. Like, you open up. I don't even know if it's the algorithm. I think y'all hate that shit. Y'all hate
wrong
that
algorithm
shit? Yeah,
wrong algorithm. You coming out the gate trying to be meta? Don't do that. What the fuck?
Excuse me.
TikTok algorithm hates introductions. This is a podcast.
Well, you said, right, that we was trying to keep it out of that. We said, don't ever introduce it anymore. I was like, okay, well, you know
what? No, not, you know what? I'm not doing this with your ass.
You know what, fuck it, guys. For the one time, if I never do it again, I'm going to do it right now. What up, everybody? It's the Well-Spoken Token coming at you again with another episode. Hey, you know, I love you guys. Thank you so much for clicking today. Yo, I've been feeling fantastic. I hope you're feeling fantastic too. Wherever you are in the world, if this is touching your soothing ears, whether you are in the arcade hanging out with your boo, you just got your headphones in because you're talking about nothing and you just want to hear about something interesting that day, definitely. Or if your man is droning on and on and on about the latest game or what happened in the Super Bowl, you can have me in your ear, dusting it off, letting it off, getting it in. And also, guys, you know what I always do. I got my brother with me.
Yeah, I think I introduced myself already. People, what's up, man? Yeah, it's me. It's Virgil. Yeah, cool.
Here he is. He's there. Right.
We're going to get you back on track, goddamn.
Hey, look, man, we're trying different shit out. No, I'm super happy to be here, though. Are you excited? Are you happy to be here? Happy to pause?
Yeah, man, I'm good. You know, we delayed a little bit, but that's all right. Okay. We're getting used to new schedules.
Yeah, new schedule, King. Schedule, boys, you know.
Right. And I'm not going to blame the baby because, like, you know, you don't deserve that. It ain't the baby's fault.
Off rip, just immediately said, oh, yeah, baby only here for, like, 7-8 months. It's his fault.
Nah, I would never. Nigga, he take priority. He take priority over everything, nigga. I would never.
Oh, yeah. Nah, and
you hear the Discord shit? That shit's starting to piss me off. I don't even think I'm on Discord like that. Is that your Discord or mine?
Wait. No, I don't know if that could be. Here's the deal, man. The background in my area has changed significantly. Once upon a time, we were like, hey, baby, hey, I'm going to record. If you just keep it down just a little bit. Oh, thank you so much. Okay, cool. Now it's like, all right, cool. Hey, baby, I'm going to record. Like, just immediately just screaming. Little baby children, they don't give a fuck. They don't care about your schedules, apparently.
You ever look at your baby and think this is a baby and then think about little baby the rapper?
Yes, actually. Little baby, the baby.
Draco on.
There's baby in the name. Damn, I can't look. Damn,
Einstein's baby, Einstein's as well.
Baby Einstein, okay, gotcha.
What is that? Modelo Black, Negro, whatever the fuck.
Modelo Negro, you know. Yeah, man. I need it dark in my life. You know, everybody else in my house is pink.
The baby's not pink. He's more like beige. He's like a waffle colored child.
Yeah.
Cool baby, by the way. I met him. Talk. You know, we met him for the first time.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool motherfucker. I like him. Yeah. I like
him. He knows your voice now. So, like, when you call and stuff like that, he's not like, who the fuck is this? Like,
who the fuck is this nigga? Yeah. I was here first, nigga. But,
you know.
You're a good dad, man. See you in action. I'm like, oh, he's a good dad.
That was
man.
The thing. That's the thing. He said the thing. I was about, all right, deadass. I was in the kitchen, right? I was cleaning. I was like, y'all thinking about dad shit, thinking about being a dad. And I was like, you know, I always told people I didn't want a baby to make me like a better dude or a better man. I didn't want to switch to
football. I won't say that.
I know, in my brain. That was me. I was like, I don't want to be like that dude, right? They'll be like, oh yeah, he got it all together when he had that baby. And I was like, cool.
Yeah, that would piss me off too.
Yeah, but like at the same time, I was like, well, now I got that baby. Like, is somebody gonna tell me? Somebody say the thing. Somebody tell me I'm a good dad.
One of you bitches better come out to go work with the motherfucker. No, you know, I had anxiety with you told me you was about to be a pops and shit, and I was like, damn, how's it gonna go, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm like, you know what I mean? Like, I just hope the nigga, you know, take it serious. I'm like, oh, he do take it serious. He just takes it serious as fuck to the point where it's annoying.
Actually, quite serious.
It's kind of but ridiculous. Either way, I mean, I'd rather you be that nigga than a nigga that don't. So, you know, kudos to you, man. Kudos to you. You're a good dad, man. Congrats.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
That's take that from a nigga who ain't never had a kid a day in his life.
That's my brother. And he said it, y'all. So, like, that's confirmed. That's definitely letting y'all know, you know, I'm a good dad. I'm a good father. I try to be, you know. Sometimes when you, I really seldom. I don't know when he shits through stuff. That's the only time I ever be like, damn, am I a bad dad?
I don't think you have any control over that.
I'm like, shit, man. Were you trying to let me know? It's not like a puppy where they'd be like, arr. Like, he's just always like.
Well, yeah, when a puppy shits on himself, and, you know, I never talk about this, so congrats. when a puppy does shit like that, it's like, you know what I mean? Like, you didn't take him outside, and that's why he did that. But that's not how babies work. Babies are dogs.
Oh, that's a piece of aluminum.
Yeah, aluminium.
Oh, you ever drink something, and as you're drinking it, something hard shows up in your mouth, and you're like,
Yeah. For the audio experience, just telling you took a sip of a beer, and then there was whatever.
Exactly. And then there was a piece of aluminum in that bitch. And I was like, please, God, not a
critter. Aluminium.
But man, now he's growing, he's getting big and shit like that. And we're so glad that you got the chance to meet him and shit. I was always like very, 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 very like interested and hellbent on making sure that he had like a good relationship with like you guys. Well, you know,
he's my nephew, nigga. I ain't gonna fucking turn into a weirdo, you know what I mean? Oh, like, no, I'm not gonna be all like, who the fuck is this kid?
I was just like,
who the fuck put up this sore ass kid? No, starving for a crumb. I had your starved ass live.
Can we just have ciphers at delivery rooms? Just all.
I think you should put babies in front of each other and make them freestyle. For real. Who the best babble? Who got the best babbles in the box?
Who got the babble game? Oh, if you die, boop, bop, die, 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 boop, bop.
Did you see that that clip of and this is unrelated. I doubt you have, but there's this clip of Godfrey explaining why Terry Crews gets like a lot of work.
Oh, hold on. Is this on the Godfrey cast?
No. It's like a short on YouTube. And like, you know, you just scroll through whatever. And Godfrey shows up my shit, even though I don't listen to that nigga or watch that nigga. But basically, he's on his like live podcast. And he's like, you know, the real reason Terry Crews gets so much work is like because he dances when there's no music. They're like, oh. And then another nigga's like smiles real big too. And then both of them niggas in tandem put out the perfect cacophony of Ted Cruz-ness. And like, I just wish, because he goes into a full-fledged jazz scat routine, and like I could never do it.
No
justice.
No, like full friend, like which
no he chance? Goes for it. He just
fully commits. Because that's what
completely thing, commits. No jokes, no nothing. No,
y'all know that's the best part.
No, go ahead. Just look it up real quick. Put it on the mix of it. Because I think everybody should hear this shit, because I think that it's so crazy. Me and my wife was laughing about this shit forever.
I bet you like saying this shit, don't you?
Nah, I mean, it's cool or whatever.
Hey, you know speaking of which, while I'm looking this up, man, so like the goal was, right, to go ahead and get married when this nigga came through to Texas. So he comes to Texas, he gives me a day notice. I got a day notice. Y'all know how long it takes to get a marriage license this month?
I found out it was 3 days.
Yeah, I mean, it takes no time to get the license. It takes 72 hours for you to actually be able to go and like actually get married from the
I don't remember
license. Now,
because we just went to the courthouse, signed the paper, and was like, okay, cool.
All right, bet. And then, like, you know, within that time frame, you got a license.
Ours was still like 2 weeks away, so it was like, eh.
All right, that nigga Godfrey.
Yeah, just type in Godfrey Terry Crews.
Terry, oh god, that's like the fifth one down.
And it's like a short. It's like, make sure that the audio is off of this shit. I want you to see.
I got you. All right, hold on. It's all crazy. 5 minutes or the short?
Huh?
All 5 minutes or just?
No, short? It's a short. It's a short.
All right, no, I got you.
It's like what? A TikTok, but on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
It's where we get most of our
views. The reason here. Why Terry Crews
there goes.
Gets so much work. No, because he's, well.
What the fuck? Hold on.
The real reason just why Terry Crews gets so much work.
No, because he's,
well. But he does. He dances when there's no music playing.
Yeah, smiles really big too.
It's also you find. The real reason why Terry.
oh shit, bro! Wait, no. Never have I ever heard shucking jiving. Just like that ass. He immediately body rolls like the person. He's a little, and like I thought he was referring like a little that I can't even do that on camera, but he does his whole body rolls.
No, he goes straight for it.
And then fully commits like with the Louis Armstrong rumble in the back. Like just and he went for it all the way.
And solid, every time a nigga
just solid 6 seconds of just
every time a nigga just goes straight for it, I'm like, go, nigga, go.
Look at that motherfucker go.
Go for the gold. Go for the gold.
Oh, God.
And I would have did it here, but I'm like, there's no way in hell I'm going to do it the same way. Nah, you're not going to get it unless you see it.
You got to throw that, but nah, the dead ass. But the funny, like, I don't even, like, that's what's wild. We've talked about Terry Crews a couple of times on the show, right? And, like, I know. As a resident shucking jiver, would I have to be? Like,
you ain't never done that.
Never have I ever been. It's actually like a weird little dancing thing. I don't know. Like there's
No. I don't think you ever would have put forward that hard.
If people look real hard, like you had to look real hard. I hope you had to look real hard. I hope it's not like just.
It's probably not hard. Your name is anyway. That's the beauty of having a son named after you in about 12 years.
Oh, yeah.
His digital footprint is going to go over yours.
Hey, you ever held somebody else's social security card and just been like,
They keep sending me these credit card offers in the mail. So
there's a couple of these couches looking pretty good out here. You know, I know. Old buddies ain't gonna be checking too hard.
He got about 18 years.
Yeah, man. I mean, this dishwasher. Also, the shit that I'm looking at, like, I wish that I could buy a PS5 for my son's name. No, I'm thinking I should get this.
Can't buy one, but you can definitely rent one. Beside the point, don't do that. Don't ever do that.
I mean, you know, I was literally thinking appliances and shit like that, but I'm trying not to be that dad. I'm trying to be that father. Be like,
yeah, be a good nigga. Just try to be a good nigga.
My child.
Speaking of good niggas, man, did you see the shit that 21 did on a homeboy stream? I don't keep up with streamers, right? I don't keep up with none of them streaming niggas. I just think that it's not the entertainment media outlet for me.
The thing is that, like, there's a piece of culture that, like, I'm not necessarily experiencing, and it's not necessarily my niche. I get it. But, like...
Yeah, we getting old.
Yeah, I mean, to a degree. I'll watch a stream. Like, that's different. Like, if it's like a big stream or something like that. Something
I've never watched a stream a day in my life.
I'm a Critical Role fan.
So okay, like, that's different.
Yeah, like live plays. I don't watch Charlie's live plays, but I watch his shit on YouTube. Like, I'm like...
For sure. And I watch all that shit on YouTube because it's like, I can watch that shit like all my own time.
Exactly. I don't need to be like here watching it with everybody. Like that's never been my experience. I'm not even active in the chat. Like that's not usually me at all either. Like I'm not like gotta make sure my presence is known. Maybe they'll answer my question.
Right. I'll pay the little $10
for my AMI. Yeah, if I hear about like a fucking AMA or something like that, I'll probably jump on. So what the fuck did 21 Savage do?
Okay, so apparently 21 and this nigga Aiden Ross was playing like something. I don't fucking know. I don't got the whole details.
Are we sure it's Aiden Ross, not Kaisenet? Because I heard he's
Aiden Ross. It's Aiden Ross. Aiden Ross, that's the Caucasian fellow.
Damn, 21 is doing it to these streamer boys.
Yeah. And basically what he did was he brought Mark Quartz to the to like some game or whatever, and they found out that like he had marked the cards or some shit. Essentially, he cheated at the game or whatever and finessed the nigga out of like $200,000 or some shit.
Aiden cheated?
No. 21.
Had to hustle. You know?
Yeah. And like everybody was like, man, I can't believe the 21 Savage would do that. And this nigga, I'm like, this nigga 21 Savage got a song called fucking... My chopper hate niggas. I don't think that you should trust anything this nigga got to do.
G block. Right.
And then I think there was some other shit that had happened. Yeah. Like
Kai and him were playing some game or some shit like that. And Kai lost 300K. And then Kai beat the fuck out of all of his shit, but beat up his whole like setup and shit like that. It was huge or some shit.
It all just seems made up and weird.
Yeah, I mean, they did. It's like the classic, you know, fucking Flavor Flav.
Flavor Floyd. Yeah, no, what do you mean by that?
I'm saying, like, when I say the classic Flavor, like the Flav Show, Flavor of Love type shit.
Great
like,
show.
It's, yeah, it's for the fucking...
Remember in season three where he brought back Thing One, or was it Thing Two? Either way.
Nah, man, but I love the fact that he kept bringing back New York.
He didn't bring back New York.
Yeah, he did.
I'm not here to talk Flavor of Love.
Damn, that's wild. Yes, he brought back New York. She even did the judging at one point. She did counseling.
Yes, he brings his favorites back out all the time. But everybody knows, like, you're not really here to date Flavor Flav. You're here to get exposure.
Absolutely. I miss Pumpkin. What happened to Pumpkin?
That's the white one.
Yes. Yeah.
Pumpkin was the one that got spat on.
Pumpkin was the one that spat.
Ah, Pumpkin was the one.
Yeah. Damn, nigga, you were writing
good times. Good times. RIP, real or chance, whichever one. Fucking yeah, one of them died. We talked about this.
Gang shit or some hell shit.
I don't know, nigga. It's real chance of love. Anyway, and then Playboy Cardi came out there like finessed him out of some money too. My point being is just like I feel like this shit is like a lot of this shit is like manufactured and not real. And designed to make like 11-year-olds be like, yo, he violated the street code.
Because I kind of saw what happened with the Aiden Ross and Playboy Cardi situation, that he was offered like $1 million, like $1 million to motherfucking appear on the stream and shit. Mm-hmm. And then when he got there, it was like dark and it was crazy. Like he didn't really do a whole lot. They kind of jigged around a little bit. And then Aiden gave him a big old backpack full of money and he left. Like it wasn't all
that sounds real to you, nigga.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's what
the lore is, right?
And I'm the lore is this. I mean, I've seen the clips.
We should have never gave these niggas lore. We should have never gave these non-video game playing, non-RPG niggas the word lore. Because I'm sick of hearing it.
I mean, the thing is, everything's got to be some kind of epic adventure now. Everything's a movie, you know. Everything's a movie. So, you know,
it's a movie. Either way, I don't know. Like, and I think the stream culture shit, just like leading these young niggas into believing a lot of this shit is real, is just so weird, et cetera, et cetera.
Like, that was what happened to us. That's why.
What happened to us?
Like, I'm saying that.
Yeah, it's a cat.
I was like, I guess he decided he wanted in the bassinet. But some niggas really believe that, like, Flavor Flav was really getting all these beautiful women.
It's and possible.
That tequila, like, was just this bisexual that she needed, like, 15 of each.
It's possible.
Like
it's all possible. I think just Twitch is the new MTV, and I'm not mad at it, right? Because I personally didn't believe that none of this shit was real. It was just entertainment.
Yeah, no, I mean, but that's not everybody. Damn, nigga, he's so big now. Look at him, man.
I see the.
Oh, that's a paid for cat, by the way. Stayed up. Actually, like, got that nigga registered. I don't gotta hide him from my landlord or nothing.
Good shit. Must be nice.
Yeah, right. Crazy not having secret pets. That's a wild thing. But nah, like that's what I'm saying. It's like some people really believe that shit. And I'm not just saying like Flavor Flav is a little bit like wild and crazy, but like real, like fucking real world or the goddamn Jersey Shore. Like, you know, we don't have the sitcoms in the same vein. Like they still make them. They still make them. Like Love Island and shit like that. But like we're all streaming. So like you gotta find the streaming service you want to watch it on and shit like that. So how do niggas get their dose of bullshit reality, right? So the streams are popping. Where can you get the streams? Who's popping on the streams? Well, I'm a rapper, right? Like that mean fuck man, I hate to bring up Mr. Button, but it was Mr. Joe.
Oh,
but you know, Joe was
time for your daily blaze.
I don't know.
I'm keeping it. But take that.
You're getting there. You're almost there.
Almost. I can skip. But anyway, go ahead.
But nah, Button was talking about like the young, it's like the move over, young niggas, move out, get out the way, blah blah blah. Niggas got fucking pocket squares and shit. We're grown, and it was just talking about like the young people, like because Kai recently acted like he didn't know who the fuck Killer Mike was.
And I believe that. You don't believe that he don't know who Killer Mike is?
I mean, I understand. Here's the deal, man. I'm gonna ask you a question, right? Did you know that Killer Mike and Bone Crusher were in ATL?
The movie?
Yes.
Yes.
Where were they?
Oh, great question.
I recently watched this with my son. So
you watched it yourself. Was there. Yeah. First and foremost, I don't like ATL. Okay,
that's you saw,
it's a
right?
fun movie, but it's like of movie? the fun nigga movies. Excuse me, black movies. I'm trying not to do that no more. But
nigga movies or just say nigga.
Saying the nigga movie, saying nigga as an adjective.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
But it's the quintessential every word, man. It's every
no, word. No, and I love it. I love it. It's one of my favorite words. But who the fuck gave you this cup?
Oh, sorry. I forgot. I flexed on y'all.
He got a cup with fucking NFL teams on. We don't give a fuck about the NFL.
Yeah, promotional Little Caesars cup, you know, got that.
Oh, Little Caesars, got it.
Yo, shout out Little Caesars.
How many little burgers? I mean, how many little pieces did you have to buy to get that bitch?
Sponsored by Little Caesars.
We ain't getting no money
extra
from
this. Most bestest.
I fuck a Little Caesars. Don't do that.
They did their extra most bestest. Anytime you got to say bestest about some pizza, like we did our bestest.
Shout out to the pizza from Little Caesars. Y'all been catering little boy birthday parties for years.
All the dog. Hey, since y'all introduced Hot and Ready, it's a whole different world, dog.
It's a whole different world. Pizza. Anyway, fuck it.
Either way.
The point, but you was watching ATL.
I was watching ATL. I asked you, do you know where Bone Crusher and Killer Mike
are? No, because I read on Wikipedia that they were there.
Okay, got you. I saw it. I witnessed it, and I realized that
I'm not one of them niggas saying I don't know who the fuck. Who the fuck Killer Mike is, nigga?
Like, I'm just messing with.
He got the best verse in the whole world.
He does. He does. He did actually go back and try to like. When you got to put your own stamp on it, I know. But like, when motherfuckers be like, I had the best verse on that thing.
He did.
Like,
Give me three bars out the big boy verse.
Shit, damn
two bars. I'll take two bars.
Hold on. Damn. I gotta get through.
You don't
all
got nothing.
Fuck.
Yeah, when I'm hearing of the dog and I'm having a dog and I want y'all to sing along. And then, yeah.
Now, hold on.
Big boy's verse starts. Turn off the TV. Everything was looking abysmal.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Captain Abysmal, need it for my tummy because my tummy kind of aches. Need it for my stomach because my tummy kind of aches.
No, exactly.
Bro,
but get straight to
the out of the mic. Yes,
yeah, sir.
You looking up the lyrics? Fuck you.
No, I didn't. I'm not even looking them up.
Yeah, no, I got you. Your hands were moving. I was
No. Anyway, fourth.
But yeah, acting like you don't know who Killer Mike is. Either way, blah blah blah.
It's possible he don't know.
I mean, yeah, he's a young nigga.
The end of the day, like, what do you want from the Grammys? And I don't give a fuck about Grammys like that. Like, it's all just awards. Yeah. But, what do you, I see the cat, nigga.
I'm trying to get him down. Like,
okay, cool.
That's not me trying to show him off. That's me trying to.
My bad, nigga. But, like when it comes to the Grammys, like, I think it's just a good album. The Michael album is just good. It's good.
I bet.
It's
I
good.
I didn't listen to it. I was listening.
It's all right. It's okay. Just like at the end of the day, what's the shit?
Spider-Man soundtrack.
Great album. That was nominated.
I think that's where Metro Boomin came in.
I think that was Not All Heroes Wear Capes. No, that's the one after that one.
Yeah.
Either way, I like that album too. You know that song Self Love by Coi Leray?
Yes, nigga.
That was the song of my deployment. I used to listen to that shit like every day.
Self love. He don't love himself. Trying to love me. Cuff. Me,
I'm like, yes, sir. I don't even like this girl.
I'm not listening to anything else but this right here, Spider-Man track. Great, but either way, yeah, like I'm not disagreeing that Killer Mike like owns the Grammy or deserves the Grammy. I just like the young niggas, the young stream. Like I know that I think that the reason we brought this up is because like rappers and streamers is becoming a thing. My point was that reality, it's like reality TV. Like, of course, niggas are gonna try to engineer moments that are gonna make it seem like oh, it's such a huge giant thing, and oh, Aiden's so mad. Oh man, a million
he took
dollars.
My money.
I outnumber him. Like,
give this man all my little mom's coins to get that shit back.
Yeah, right. Oh, Aiden Ross. He's got so much money. Rick Ross. I got a Bentley I want to sell you. Or was I don't remember what the fuck he was.
I don't know because I didn't watch that shit. Boy. I mean, I think at the end of the day, this is new media. The new media. And in order to like fucking promote your shit, you kind of have to go there depending on your audience. And I think that Killer Mike does not have that audience. He doesn't have that type of audience or whatever. He's got the type of audience that votes on Grammys. And
like niggas with money, well, not niggas with money, right? But niggas,
adult niggas, man. He raps about being a landlord, which I'm sure like taps in a lot of these Grammy niggas and being in the mercantile class. Either way, I'm proud of Killer Mike. I'm happy for Killer Mike.
Oh, did you say caste system? That's crazy.
I mean, we live in one, I guess. I mean, class, yeah, but not caste.
Yeah. Sorry, my ear's pinching like a motherfucker.
It's okay,
yeah.
I've been there.
Yeah.
You know, himself trying to love me.
This nigga here. But then for me, like, I'm looking at it like, I think, of course, you would go where the buzz is, like, as far as, like, hip-hop goes. Like, if there's buzz here, then you're going to go. It's the same way with podcasting was, like, back in the day. Like, if there was, when there was buzz around a lot of these podcasts, and even before they were, like, you know, YouTube shows, which is most of them are now. Shout out to us. We got a YouTube show. We do this on YouTube. Check that out. You know, you're trying to get exposure wherever the fuck you can. And if you can create some buzz, then fucking why not? Like,
why not?
Hey, yeah, shit. You know, Kai, $300,000. I broke my whole fucking setup. You know what I mean? I
get another one, motherfucker.
I say, that means that you get to film the rollie, like the rollout of the new shit. Like, you probably are getting new things and they're coming in the mail. Like,
well, why not?
Hell yeah. I mean, like, shout out Kai. Shout out Kai for snatching the
name. Hey, man, by all means, all you young niggas, get your money, man. Get your money, because I don't think that any of these niggas are really that loyal to you. And I think in about 5 years, when you're not 13 no more, and you're not as... I'm just saying, like, you know what I mean? I don't know what put me in this bag. I mean, I kind of know, but, like, I was in a bag where I was, like, cooking and listening to, like, post-grunge. And, you know, post-grunge is now described as divorced dad music.
Damn.
Yeah. So like Creed is divorced dad music, and
Alter
Bridge, that's all divorced dad music. I'm like, damn, it's crazy.
Slave is divorced dad music. Chris Cornell, like, just
Chris Cornell is, I mean, I wouldn't call him that. He's like, he was always like, even when I was a kid, he was divorced dad music. So let's not do that.
But, I'm not your rolling wheel.
I am the highway. That's beautiful. R.I.P. Chris Cornell. Fucking. But yeah, I don't know. I think in the future, and I think that's what makes it so shitty with the streams and shit. Because I think in like 10 years, like, all right, what are you going to look back on and be like, that was crazy. Wow, how impactful.
I don't know, man, because like we've had.
Did I say 10 years?
Yeah, you said 10.
Yeah, like, sure, 10. Let's say
10. I'm like 10 years ago right now, it was 2014, right? Mm-hmm. And 2014, I'm a fledgling adult and I have no streaming services. I think. At the time of the Netflix, so I guess.
Yes, you have Netflix and YouTube, maybe.
Yeah, I was still probably using YouTube. Actually, I could say that with the surety on. Yeah, YouTube.
Yeah. You got YouTube, Netflix,
Spotify, that hard.
Maybe Hulu. No.
I think Spotify became like a thing for me. And
Spotify,
like,
was 2013, maybe. I had Spotify in 2013.
I know it's been around for a second, like just me being on the wave itself. I'm just saying, like,
I didn't start paying until 2015, though.
But within those 10 years, right, I got into streaming. I'm still using streaming, right? I don't think that in that time, like, as far as streaming music, right, streaming music and things like that, I don't think that's going anywhere. Now, in terms of, like, streaming, like, an individual or anything like that, or people, that's a whole different world, because, like, even game streams are something that I used to kind of be into.
But I mean, I don't even think that when you say streaming, you mean game streaming anymore. I think that's just the primary form of, not primary, but that's one of the primary forms of entertainment for like young people, et cetera.
The last time you saw Kai play a game, like,
I don't know. I don't watch him. And that's why I'm just like,
whatever. What I'm saying. So, like, I don't know.
I don't know enough to disrespect the nigga, none of that other shit. I'm just saying, like, what are we going to do for y'all? Later,
I mean, they're gonna fucking ride a new wave.
Hopefully. I don't know how many of these skills transfer to something else.
I mean, being able to, like, one, a lot of these niggas have teams, right? Like, they do have teams, right? And so these teams, right, they're learning how to make and do this thing, right? But in the process, they're learning other skills, like, they're learning how to operate and do streams, like. Even if their stream, like the way that they stream, does not become popular anymore, there's a way to capitalize on doing something popular and then streaming it.
Fair.
Like, the thing is that, like, what you're doing on stream, like, whatever you're doing, if it's popular or if it's, like, on a wave, if you put it out there for people to watch live, they'll watch it.
Mm.
And so, not like, for me, I don't necessarily think that it's going to, like, you notice the niggas, like, I don't think people are doing as much anymore, but remember virtual concerts, like VR concerts and shit like that?
Yeah, you know, like on Fortnite or like in something else?
Fortnite, but also like...
Oh, okay, cool. No, Head PE had one. Yeah,
virtual stand-up shows, things like that. Like people are attending like big events and things like that, like via the internet. Like they're no longer, not even like purchasing a ticket. Well, sometimes you are purchasing a ticket, like to get into a room or get into a server. Like, so because of that, because I see that that's a possibility, I very much think that there's still going to be a realm or a place where a motherfucker who's like super internet savvy or internet like popular, right?
Yeah.
To be able to find a niche. I'm not saying that each
fair, but I also think that people who existed in old media, like even Chance the Rapper, he's getting pushed out.
Yeah,
there's nothing.
I can get niggas get old. That's just kind
of
how that.
Not even just niggas get old. They just age out of
When I say old, not like age old. I mean like niggas get old to the ears. Like people are ready for outdated. Excuse me.
Right, but I think that like with niggas like Chance the Rapper or other niggas like that, like they can get invited to these things that are going to be staples in culture, like the Grammys or other shit like that. But they inviting these other niggas to this type of shit? And I'm not shitting on nobody.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like the thing is that the Grammys, right, to a lot of people are a joke, and you talk about them because you can't.
They've been a joke for a while.
And so like, and so the thing is that you talk about them because they happen. Interesting shit goes down, and you can kind of see where like somehow your favorite artists stack up against other artists and who's getting these fucking, you know, trophies that nobody gives a shit about because, you know, Drake's pissing in one and using some as a doorstop. And
we saw his dick this week. Anyway.
we slipped that in there.
Sorry about that. You think it's a dick implant?
No.
I think it's a dick implant.
No, I just think that he grabbed his dick, right? I think his dick's pretty, like, big. And I think he had, like...
Well, he got a missile. Hard.
There ain't nobody in that motherfucker. So he was just probably, like, wheeling it around a little bit. Maybe that's something, flashlights and fucking inner tubes.
No, I understand what you said. But look,
the position is saucy, but I mean, that's
yeah. But I mean, it's given like, oh, I'm in love. I really like this person. I'm sending this to. Let me send it to him. And now my dick's on the internet.
Because and he's not mad. Like, with a motherfucker.
I don't know. And the reason I say it's probably fake is like, okay, so look, right, you got your boy, right?
Why would you let the same time, nigga?
You got your peep Shadil, right? Okay, yeah. So you got that thing.
Right,
you got the skaboodle, right?
Right.
You got
audio experience. We're holding phallic objects.
Yeah. You got a sausage in your head, right?
You got a cucumber.
So I'm not sending my shit to nobody on partial soft,
unless my shit is the size of King Kong's left toe.
So that's what you think. You think he was partial soft and it's just that crazy.
I think he might have choked up on it real good.
Okay, cool. Because when he was maneuvering that motherfucker, when he was maneuvering the noodle, it had a little flop to it.
The noodle was a maneuver. Hey, look, man, when you got the girth and the heft, you got a little flop.
Now, you got the hammer. Yeah, okay.
The mule.
That's the reason why these bras be tripping.
Don't meet up with no other women.
Because I hit him with the mule. Texas shit. Anyway.
My pony.
Yeah, cool. All right, cool. Nigga got a dick.
So many aphorisms.
Good for his dick.
Hey, he had a dick. We all see the dick. It's out here.
Good for the dick.
Good for the dick, right? Like, you know, one of the first things that a lot of women do when they see dick like that, they be like, I've seen bigger. And a lot of niggas are
very, but that's just something to say.
I know,
like,
right?
I look at titties, you know, and I'm like, I've seen bigger.
Titties, big titties, little
those gazongas are massive. You should just be satisfied with what you have.
I'm sorry, was that a titty? Because you sound lucky, sir.
Either way, I'm not here to talk about Drake's dick.
Directly related to you.
Also, I wouldn't trust anybody that doesn't have realistic expectations of people's sexual organs.
Yeah. So, you know. He's 6'2". Yeah.
You said what? What?
Now, mind you. Now,
the biggest dick I ever seen was on a 4'11", nigga, so I don't want to hear that shit.
I men with thin niggas, man. The biggest dick I've ever...
The biggest dick I've ever seen, man. The girth, the heft on this motherfucker. A dick the size of your head.
Two episodes. There's all dick segments, man.
That's what Tracy Morgan said to Chris Rock.
Oh, yeah. Just talking about
that's what Tracy Morgan said to Donald Glover.
Yeah.
If you ever run out of shit to talk about on stage, man, talk about penises. And he's not wrong.
He's not wrong at all. It's very
not wrong. If you want to make a connection with a dude fast, talk about your dick.
Mind you, we're only bringing this up because it's dick news. Dick brief.
Dick news.
Nightly. This is Channel 5 with Dick News. Dick News at 8 o'clock. Come catch us. All
right. Hi, I'm your dick correspondent right here. This is Tom, Dick, Harry, and I'm here to speak with you about dicks.
Hey, it's Harry. It's Harry Balls. Indeed. Yeah, right.
It's your man, Harry Balls. We have a topic.
We have a topic and a time limit.
Harry. Yes, Tom.
Tom, Dick, and Ball. Excuse me.
Tom, Dick, and Harry.
This is better than Who's On First.
Yeah, but, right.
Now, Who's On First is a deep cut, because if you ain't was in a theater kid or some
a
shit.
A lot of
like,
niggas know who you're not wrong.
Yeah, or
hold on.
Futurama.
Never mind. Keep
going. Did the joke too. Futurama also did the joke.
They did, but I'm trying to think of what I'm trying to think of. Never mind. Don't even worry about it.
It's okay. I should have let you cook.
No, because I don't like signaling theater kids.
Can't help it.
You're not wrong. I don't like signaling them.
It's kind of
so I got this one nigga on the ship that do the greatest Mr. Krabs impression I've ever no not Mr. Krabs Plankton impression that I've ever heard in my life, and it's really fucking good. It's next level. I make him do it every time I see him, but I recently learned he was a theater kid and did not have the same zest that he used.
Suddenly the snap went out of it, because you're like, there's a group of motherfuckers that are so tired of Plankton,
right? Like, oh, of course you're good at this. You probably killed your little troop.
Here comes Plankton again.
All right. We got a topic.
Yeah, but we were talking about streaming, right? And where it is and where it's going. Now, one thing, oh, God damn, this is a terrible pivot. Mm. One thing that I'm consistently and always streaming is anime.
And you want me to tell you it's a bad pivot? Because it's a bad pivot.
It's a bad pivot, nigga. It's a terrible pivot.
We are where we are.
You know, we stream.
We are where we are. We're dancing like we're dumb.
Body's feeling numb. God damn, that was a good time, man. It's 2011 again.
That was a good time. That was a good time. Nigga shit on that, but like, whatever. Oh, yeah, yeah. I was explaining to my wife like why like a lot of these post-grunge songs were like my MySpace song.
Damn, we got here. I realized we never actually got to that.
It doesn't matter. There's no resolution.
No, I want to
MySpace
know.
Was the thing.
Oh, that's where it was going. It's like, back in the day, MySpace.
Sure. Yeah, that's where it was going. Either way, it's hard to explain to somebody how MySpace was who didn't have a MySpace. The best you got is like Tumblr was like this, and Tumblr was MySpace with music.
Yeah. Save the porn. There was not a lot of porn that I was aware of.
I didn't know.
MySpace. It was pretty heavily like tracked.
Yeah.
Save for fan fiction. There was a lot of that.
Touch of the fan fiction.
Shout out to that. Nah, but you know what else was on fucking MySpace? Hella music. Like, that was one thing. The MySpace era was like my AMV era, actually. My anime music video era.
We love a good AMV.
Yeah, nah, deadass. Like, that was my shit.
You
like,
see me on board? You see me try to get on board with you?
This other is a golden goose. He's laying the egg, y'all. He's about to size it up to plop this juicy egg down in this nest.
Side note, you know what a turby is? Is that what this thing is called? A turby?
Nigga, what?
It's a turby, right? So my wife, she'll like fucking take showers and fucking she'll put this fucking thing on, the turby or whatever. It's like a little head wrap thing. Okay. I'm like, why the fuck is this on my desk?
Undiagnosed ADD.
Yeah, all right, cool.
I'm fucking with you. That was no, I have no idea what a turby twist is.
I'm certain I got it. But anyway.
I'm gonna tell my fiance, definitely.
Right.
Nah, she need that.
AMVs.
AMV. Fuck it. The topic today was actually gonna be about like anime openings and shit like that. But we ended up talking so much about music that I was like, I was happy to have that conversation. But like, just for an ending topic, so you motherfuckers understand like where our head was when we started this. Like anime openings. God damn. Oh, no, excuse me. Recently, motherfucking Mashal, right? If you guys haven't checked out Mashal, it's fantastic. I love it. It's kind of riding the wave. Their opening for season two, like the anime opening song, that's what an anime OP is for those motherfuckers who don't know, because I have to realize that, you know, mom,
you're just talking about Kev on stage and how he said OP and niggas was like, what's an OP?
He did that? I didn't know
he
that.
He did do that. That's, oh, you didn't know that he did that?
Motherfucker, motherfucker, get out of here.
Leave. You need to leave.
God damn it. He just recently finished fucking Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. His review was actually very nice. I'm watching Chuck up and he's looking for something light. I'm like,
it's hard for me to watch a grown ass nigga who should have been on this wave get on the wave. So, beside the point, we're not here to talk about the boy.
It's okay. Like, the thing is, we had a great conversation and now we're here. I'm like, I'm not upset, but I'm just like, you know what, man? I feel like it's just gotta happen. I might email this nigga. I might message this nigga. See if we can get it. I don't know.
Nigga to connect the dot for us. Anyway, yeah. Go ahead.
You know what? I might pay a Patreon price.
You don't need to do that. You could just ask Young Deuces to talk to Kev on stage.
And we can oh shit! It we that's could what make I meant. That's move crazy. On. Move that's on. Crazy.
We are content creators, and we actually have more connections than you think.
Either way, all right, yeah. But
we also have a Toon Riffic Tariq co-side that we could easily really just cash it on.
Really have to get. Shout out to Tariq, man. Shout out,
man. I gotta check out here. We should do an episode with him.
Really should. I really go ahead. One that's like 4 years in the future.
Yeah. Now that we're adults.
Move either on. Way, anime OPs, blah blah blah. Mashal, right? Mashal season two. Mashal season one, fucking fantastic. Go watch it. Go check it out. Either way, the theme song for Mashal 2 has hit over 15 million fucking views on YouTube. And that's just like one source. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's insane. One, I already like it. Like the theme song was already striking enough for me to be like, oh shit. Like this, like I'm tuned all the way to fucking, I was already on board with all the fucking exposition you gave me in season one. But now we've opened with this dope ass theme and I'm here for it. Right. And it got me thinking. I was like, damn, like what goes into selecting the songs for OPs? What band is this? Because I was thinking about like the last time I saw like a big name band that got in and made a theme song or anything like that. Like, and this is gonna date me like a motherfucker, but like Bowling for Soup and motherfucking Phineas and Ferb.
Like anime, you said?
No, I'm saying like a theme.
Animated. Okay, so like the last time you was able to connect that dot directly to somebody was.
I like that, by the way. Connect that dot, like just to say. Like, yeah, I hear that. But yeah, now the last time I was able to do that was with Phineas and Ferb and Bowling for Soup. That was, I think there's actually been a couple of others, like fairly higher name artists.
You think that's how you, like, you think that because of its proximity to like where you are and like, you know, how old you are, whatever, you were able to do that? Or do you feel like
that's an easy example to go for as far as it goes. I don't know if everybody knows that it's Bowling for Soup. Like,
it doesn't matter, end of the day.
Either way, it was just like that's a fun trivia fact, right? But I'm like, did they, like, when I listened to that song, I was like, did they go and find this band or did they already have it in the tuck? So it made me do research. It made me dive deep into this whole like rabbit hole. I went on this whole thing and I found out that like apparently in Japan, the motherfucking anime opening themes, like, so we're all pretty interested. Like you heard that I said 15 million, right? 15 motherfucking million in 1 month. Now, let me tell you, do you know how many streams, I mean, like how many views like Bluebird has right now?
No. How many?
50 million. It's been like 8 years.
God damn.
And that's the most I could find on one video. Like there's, you know,
and that's just on YouTube.
Exactly. That's just on YouTube. And I can't necessarily like venture to say what the fuck it is on Spotify or downloads, because I illegally downloaded all my anime LPs and put them on fucking CDs and shit.
As you should.
I wasn't hip enough to like go online and go check out what band it was. I didn't really, like to go get into a lot of the shit. Like, I wasn't like, I know a lot of people that were like, oh, I love the Death Note theme, right? When they downloaded and found it. But I don't know a lot of people that went out and said, oh, who's the band? Who's the artist? Like, how did that get there? So with the fucking, with how exponential that shit was, I was like, are these niggas just famous for this shit? It's some band called like Creepy Nuts that made the fucking theme for this song. And them niggas have been around since, Google says 2009, but their Spotify says like since 2017. Their YouTube says like 2015. So they've been around. Yeah. And I thought to myself as I was listening to the theme, I was like, well, maybe like, did they change? Like, did they change the way they fucking produce their music to in order to fucking put this out? Like, were they like, was this like a special commission? I went back to the very first song that I could find on like Spotify, which is like 2017 dated. And no, their style is literally the same. Mm. Kind of interesting. So like I dug deeper and I was like, apparently the way it works is that a director will look at a pile of demos and then be like, this was kind of okay. This was all right. And usually it's like an unfinished version or something like that. So I'm thinking these guys either submitted it either way. It was in this big pile and the director's kind of like, this one. I was like, that's quirky. So I was like,
that's kind of quirky.
Yeah, I was like, how many of these motherfucking anime OPs were just in a pile, right? Like motherfucking like the Yu Yu Hakusho.
Are you basically asking like which came first, like the egg or the chicken? Like, did y'all watch the anime and then, or did somebody contact you and be like, check this anime out and I'll make a song? Or like, did you have the song and then?
Because the thing is, it's not really directed at the audience or you. The thought process is like. Like what goes into the director? Because I didn't know it was the director that picked it. I was like, is it the mangaka that picks it? Like, is Akira Toriyama out here?
I'm pretty sure it's like the ADR, whoever the fuck that like is in charge of that shit. It's like, hey, I mean, but you know, you did the research.
Yeah, mind you. I mean, like, I did the research, read like 3 web pages. Like, that was not a whole lot. Like, it's not a whole lot of read.
That's more than I read.
I got one source. Fuck you, Teach. Like, my bibliography is a
suck my dick, Teach. These fucking sites is these sites are fake.
I dare you to Google them. Tell me that paper ain't
good. The citation, the source is my noodle, bitch. Get the fuck out of here.
My noodle. Fuck me. I don't
Dr. Ligma actually wrote this.
Nah, fuck off.
It was Bao Ligma. Bao Ligma Leon. So it was a Ligma Ball AS.
You almost made me spit take, motherfucker.
You have a point, and I'm hearing you out, right?
No, basically the point was like, this was super interesting. Wild that's hit such a high, like Jesus Christ, it was something in my throat.
Okay, that's okay.
Yeah, no, you're fine. Wild that shit hit so many fucking views in such like a small amount of time. I don't think an OP has taken over, like, or not taken over, but has got so much attention. And so
I don't even think Bluebird is that good. So
I mean, I'm just saying that this is very popular.
It's not even in my top 10 anime OPs.
Very easy to recognize one. Do you have any top 10? Like,
of
do you
course. Have top five? I'll give you my top 3.
Okay.
Number one. My number one is Eureka 7 OP3.
Okay. Yes.
Taiyo Mayinaka A. I think that's what it's called. I think. Either way, I like that one so much. I think that's so underrated. I don't think niggas talk nearly enough about that one and how they crafted it together, because I think that it's like it's a full picture. You got to put the visuals and the fucking song together and make it perfect. Number two is Smile Bomb by Yu Yu Hakusho, like on Yu Yu Hakusho. Like, everybody loves that shit.
Indeed. It's in my top 3 for sure.
Right. And then Naruto OP season 5. Naruto OP 5. Seishun, whatever the fuck.
That's the retrieval arc, huh?
Yeah. Sasuke retrieval arc. Come on, nigga. Come on. That's the one where everybody's like, that's when the boys become the men. It's like, you know, get your bum ass away from me, nigga. It's just good because they like, updated it twice. Like, every time something new happened in the story, they would, like, incorporate in there. Like,
they got to put it in there.
Right. In the beginning, it's just, like, Jirobo. Like, you know, what is it? When that shit happened. At first, it was, like, just Jirobo or whatever, like, punching his fist. And then, like, after we find out what happens to Lee, like, Lee gets incorporated into it. I'm like, this is great. This is top tier.
Fantastic. This is top tier stuff. Storytelling is fantastic. How can you be mad at this motherfucker at all? Mm. And I think I agree. That's a good top 3.
Number four would be like JoJo season 4.
Okay. Okay.
Chase number 2, I think. And I don't give a fuck about doing 5. All right. What you got?
Oh no! So I've got more Bleach in mind. So Smile Bomb.
Bleach does have top tier and After Dark. Bleach season 5.
That's my thing. Season like OP 6, 7, like 13 is good. Like there's a lot of them.
Bleach's OPs go crazy up until like 9.
Yeah, I'm like, but then they come. Like I said, 13 is good. So you got to give that a prop. But like,
which one's 13?
Hold on. All right, I got you.
I think I got a desktop. Anyway, cook for a second. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah.
Either way, the OP-13 was incredible, but those like Smile Bomb, definitely in my top three. Like, actually, you named all, like, damn near all my After Dark is also up there. But I was thinking about all these different OPs, but you know what I loved about them, right? Mm-hmm. And the reason why, because the thing is that as I've gotten older, you know what I don't do a lot of the times? I watch an anime OP like once, and then after that, I completely stop. I'll skip them.
I never skip Smile Bomb, but go on.
I mean, no, that's different. Yu Yu Hakusho is a different one. Well, no, that's not true. By the time you get to Chapter Black, actually, no, the Dark Tournament arc. Like, once
they change it, like, after Dark Tournament.
Like, once you get to Dark Tournament arc and stuff like that, like, you really got to start getting these episodes in faster. Like, I gotta show this. And me and my girl, she's like, I love this song, but can we skip it? I'm like, yeah, you good. Like, I told you, because at the very beginning of the anime, when she started watching, I was like, you can never skip this OP. Like, you just
I totally get it.
And so then, like, we didn't.
That's how I felt about the New Sky Pilgrim OP. And then I was like, all right, episode 7, let's skip it.
Let's do it. But the thing is that sometimes they're so good, right, that you can't skip them. But the episodes are so good that you have to, like, go through and you want to skip them. Sometimes, for me, though, a problem that I run into is that the OP has too many spoilers.
Mm.
Like, and I mean, like, and that's a new wave. Like, y'all, you remember, like, fucking the My Hero Overhaul season? Like,
yeah, with Aerie and shit.
Yeah, a good chunk of the battle is, like, a lot of the best battles are in that, right? Fairy Tale. I mean, I'm watching Fairy Tale with the kid, and I'm watching these.
I'm some trying.
I read Fairy Tale. That's the wild thing about it.
I don't give a fuck. I got this young nigga that worked for me, with me, whatever the fuck you want to call it. And he, you know, I would go on, like, port visits and shit, and he would be all like, yo, can you download this for me? And I would download it. I'm like, this nigga really want me to download 5 seasons of fucking Fairy Tale for this nigga. And then I get back and I'm trying to figure out what's the great thing about it. I'm just like, nothing. There's nothing good about it.
No, it's I wouldn't say it's action packed, but it's fun, right? It's an adventure, man.
It's too fun for my book.
It gets darker, but at the same time, it's pretty fun. Like, it,
whatever.
Because here's the deal.
It's like, fun.
We're at the Wizard.
Fairy Tale is fun. Some pussy shit.
And also, I was watching this shit with my kid.
What's the name of the main nigga?
Natsu.
Natsu, you fuck nigga. I don't give a shit. Oh, fuck nigga. Natsu, I'm not fucking. Anyway.
Yeah, it's Natsu. He doesn't have shit in comparison to the next setup of, like, but again, I skip.
Fuck nigga. I don't give
a shit. Fucking, you know who does it well, though? Fire Force. Like, in some of them. The first one was decent. I didn't get a whole lot of, like, vibes from that. Like, it was a spoilery or anything like that. But I'm just like, these are the defining factors for me of whether or not I'm actually going to, like, fucking check out an OP or some shit like that. Mm. With the Mashal thing, I don't ever skip it. I've never skipped it.
It's too good. And yeah. I watched the OP for it. I haven't watched the series, but I watched the OP and I'm just like, okay, this is very reminiscent of, like, older OPs or whatever. Because it's like it's showing the stylization and the attitude and vibe of the anime without showing anything from the anime.
Yeah, without delving too far into the story, mm-hmm. like where we're getting like, sure, I don't mind, like, we see a couple of motherfuckers that are the bad guys, right? I don't mind, like, seeing a couple of the villains or shit like that, or seeing the big bad in silhouette or some shit like that. But don't directly fucking juxtapose the main character and this character, like, side back to back. Mm. And we've never seen that motherfucker before.
I don't know how I fuck with
maybe you. Maybe not we've never seen that motherfucker before, but we've seen that motherfucker a couple of times in a very small.
I am a fan of when you take the character and you make him, like, a shadow or some shit.
Okay.
Okay, because, like,
I don't mind that, be like blurring the face,
mm-hmm. but if, or like, obscuring the face somehow.
Yeah, if I can clearly see who that is, like, that's not a mystery to me. That's like, okay, we've seen that person, we've seen this individual. Why you keep showing that motherfucker in darkness? This is kind of telling me that I should be looking at this motherfucker as not a trustworthy individual,
right?
Like, all my
like if you have, like, a character that's been introduced and you're like, oh, why are you suddenly painting him in this sinister ass light? Like, who the fuck is this kid? What is he gonna do?
Why are we giving that away? Like, the beat of the story hasn't happened yet, and so we're kind of giving it away with this opening, right? And if I was watching this day to day on TV, right, and I can't skip this, like,
yeah, you're gonna be like, who the fuck, what the fuck, you know what I mean? And like, you bring up Phineas and Ferb or whatever, right? And I don't want to talk about Phineas Superb in any capacity. But
yeah, right. That's the wrong audience. Please don't dog whistle those.
Yeah, right, right, right. Oh shit, you got weird cartoon niggas out the woodwork. Shit, oh, man,
you
what
like
the Gravity
Falls? You like Craig and the Creek?
It's a good show. I heard. But fucking like, okay, so you got Craig. Go hard. You got fucking Phineas and Ferb, and they got like all these vignettes in the series of shit that does not happen.
Yeah,
in the
series, right? Just like random shit, right?
Building a rocket or fighting a mummy or climbing
up the Eiffel Tower, and yeah, they never do that.
They never do none of that.
They stay in the trifle.
They never gave a monkey a shower once.
No, the tri-state area does not include the Eiffel Towers.
Tri-state area, what? By the way, I didn't realize. Anyway, beside the point,
tri-state area.
Where is it at?
Springfield? God damn it! We're dog whistling. Fucking,
it's a great show. I don't give a fuck. It was past my time, but I'm like, yo, I'm cool with kids watching this shit.
Fuck it. Yeah. Like, nothing suggestive happens. Yeah. Everything in this motherfucker
is pretty on the nose for kids shit.
It's not weird fucking animal slave labor like Alvin and the Chipmunks. Shout out to that movie for being
subjective. Did I show you? I didn't show you. I bought a vinyl for Alvin and the Chipmunks. I'm like, wow.
Which one? Crazy. The Christmas one?
No. I'm not going to go up there and get it, but... But it's pretty good. It's pretty good. I had my friend over. My wife was like, we was all just listening to it on vinyl. I was like, this is great. But yeah, fantastic. I think that with that, it's okay. Because it's like, this never happens. It just shows the style of the show and the type of shit you can expect.
Ed and Eddie, right?
Yeah.
That the motherfucking opening, it literally displays the characters in the show. Mm-hmm. You cannot get a single spoiler off an Ed and Eddie opening. That's just that.
Not at all. But with Tokyo Revengers, they're really bad about that.
They're so bad about it. Oh, my God. They're really bad about it. I was thinking about that in the car where I was like, oh, my God, we got to talk about the fact that, like, literally they gave it away. I'm like, all right. Look,
Tokyo Revengers snitches on itself every fucking time.
I don't want to give you guys spoilers, but I don't care about it. Here's the thing. I tell you guys I don't care about spoilers, all right? And I don't to a degree. I say it all the time. I don't to a degree, right? If you tell me about something and you reveal something to me, right, in speaking form, I want to see how that shit happens, right? But if I've been watching something, right, if I'm keeping up with this and then it spoils it, it fucks up a story beat for me, that sickens me to a core. Like, it becomes a situation where I'm like,
I don't personally care.
I get,
what do you classify as, like, spoiling the story
beat? Imagine this, right? You're reading a fucking book. You're reading a Game of Thrones book. You're reading Aragon. You're reading
Harry Potter. I don't read none of these, but go ahead.
You're reading a goddamn book.
I don't read fantasy, and I don't care. I don't think that a spoiler ruins my experience with the story.
Hold on. Imagine you're reading Bud Not Buddy.
Okay, fine.
Either way, and right there at the beginning when the chapters end, right, and the next chapter begins, before the beginning of the chapter, there's a small summary, right, of the chapter, of a mini synopsis of the chapter.
Okay.
You don't really stop yourself from reading because that's not how reading works, right? You just go to the next page.
In sequence reading it. You didn't flip to the end of the page.
It was like, as you're reading, you get to the fucking next chapter, right? It says chapter this, and then it's a synopsis of what happens to the chapter. Like, it's like a blurb. It's like a very small blurb, right? But it also says, like, such and such can't be trusted. And then you start reading the chapter, right? And then you get, like, oh, such and such's name. Like,
it's like reading Goblet of Fire, and then, like, in the beginning or at some random point in the text, it's like some weird shit happens to Cedric.
Yeah, exactly.
I get that. Okay, so it's not like somebody directly told you, like, hey, weird shit happens to Cedric. Yeah. Or fucking
now I gotta be looking at Cedric the whole time, like,
right,
the fuck,
when does the thing happen?
And then so when it does happen, like when the thing happens, and then I'm sitting there like, damn, I kind of knew this was going to happen because you the story told me this was going to happen. Not somebody I was acknowledging I'm talking to about this, and I want to understand more what they're saying and what they're excited about it. I want to understand it. So don't hem yourself in because you're worried about spoiling something for me. Tell me about it in the most passionate way that you can. And then when I watch it, like, I'll probably still enjoy it. Like, that's the thing. You told me about it, and I asked you to spoil it for me so you didn't have to try to stumble around the fucking plot or some shit like that to get to the good part of why I want to watch the motherfucking show. Like, if I read the inside book cover of a jacket of a book, 9 times out of 10, it is a small synopsis. But
it doesn't tell you exactly what happens.
There's enough holes in this motherfucker where I'm like, okay, awesome, right? But if I watch your OP, which is the same as reading, like, as I start your OP,
it's kind of like reading a synopsis, I guess.
Yeah. It's like I start your anime, and then the motherfucking, like, the clips, because it's a clip show, like, it's an AMV set to a song, right? Mm. Like, and so, like, fucking One Piece, right? No way in balls am I gonna be fucking spoiled by dreaming. Don't give it up, Luffy.
Dreaming. RIP, they don't do that. But, I think that I've never seen the Bobo Bo intro for fucking Japan, but I know it's not, it ain't got shit on the American. Same for fucking Yu-Gi-Oh! GX. You bitches can't fucking touch us. But
good one. But also, like, I don't even think the Yu-Gi-Oh! GX had a weird fucking...
No, but, like, it's a different time period. And I think that a lot of the American shit didn't... Like, from my understanding, right? Like, if you watch the Digimon intro for the United States, and or at least the West, and then...
All of them
retool the same animation with a different song.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Frontier. So Frontier, like, great song. Shout out that
one. United we started as one. Digimon. Great shit.
Digimon.
How does it end?
Just let your spirit evolve into
one. You're singing through the whole song. I don't know.
Easily. Yeah, no, it's that long for us all.
Yeah.
And then the oh my God. Good.
Time. Either way, it's great. And I think that there is an art. I'm not one of the people that shit on like the Harmony dubs or none of that other shit. I think that there is an art to, and even not even an art, like just like there's novelty in knowing that before we acknowledge that this shit came from Japan, this shit was just how we experienced it.
Exactly. This is how we're experiencing it. And so because of that, we're going to create something for you guys. Like, we're putting this out to an American audience, so this is what we believe. Like, mm-hmm. I don't mind that at all.
Right.
Don't think that's a bad thing. Like, recently, right? You know,
except for Knights of the Zodiac. But even with Knights of the Zodiac,
Knights of the Zodiac pulling out motherfucking crows. What is not crows?
I think that was Bowling for Soup again.
No, that's not Bowling for Soup. Fucking run. And I ran so far away. That's fucking Flock of Seagulls.
Yeah, that's the original, right? But yeah. Who did the remake? Because that's not the original that got done.
Nah, I mean, are you talking about the Saint Seiya, though? Like, or the
Knights of Zodiac and Saint Seiya are the same thing.
I'm about to say the same thing. That's what I'm like. Because they had Iran. Like, there was definitely that.
Yes. Hold on. I'm about to figure it out for you. Hold on.
There was another.
It's in Mexican. I mean, it's in Spanish.
Oh, yeah, that's a cut.
Hold on. Wait.
Either way. But no, there was a bunch of. I don't mind that. Like, recently, I've been watching more dubs because my son is learning English. I'm trying to speak.
You can't read and watch a child at the same time. I get it.
Exactly. I was like, and so I watch dubs. I've been watching Fairy Tail and dub, but I also picked up a new anime. It's fucking The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. Like, it's
what is that?
It's a new anime that came out this season. And basically, the Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. It's got multiple dubs. And if you watch like the Japanese dub, I mean, sorry, if you watch the sub, right, the subtitles, they're fairly formal. There's jokes there that are also mostly like
Japanese.
Exactly. Like,
well, that's how Fooly Cooly is without the whatever. But that's what I respect about Fooly Cooly. Like, Fooly Cooly localized it to the T.
Exactly. Ahead. That's what I was going to say about motherfucking The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic is that they're dubbed, right? They have a lot of like Americanized, localized like terms, a lot of like funny jokes that are coming out like that speak to a Western audience. Mm-hmm. And I found it was,
Bowling for Soup. I knew it's Bowling for Soup.
It is Bowling for Soup.
Okay, it's Bowling for Soup.
Shout out for y'all. Shout out for Bowling Soup. They're like the fucking
de facto pop punk band to give intros to. Mm-hmm. Hold on. I don't think Bowling did Phineas and Ferb either.
No. They had a big show recently, and like they played it.
It is Bowling for Soup. Jesus Christ. Good for y'all niggas.
I know that for sure. They got two. That's for two. They might have more.
Like, two for two.
Either way, but the localization of it is not done in such a way that makes it, because there's some where it's disgusting. Like it was like, ah, this was rough. Like, you know, at the same time, it was passable. Like Yu-Gi-Oh! Is passable, but it's
Digimon, debatably, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
All Funimation 4Kids dubs are that way, in my opinion. I don't think I would never recommend these dubs to anybody that weren't there actively
at the time. Like if you didn't grow up at that time, if this wasn't about you, I wouldn't necessarily say you had to watch the dub. Honestly, you could watch the Japanese sub and it would be just
as good. Probably have a better experience. But I think that there's something beautiful to watching that.
Yeah, either way. Yeah, no, and that's the fun part about it. And that I love the fact that's why I was really into this new anime, fucking The Wrong Way to Use Healing Magic. Fuck y'all for these long names. Because the localization was so good. And I was like, oh shit, like the dub is actually like localized and funny. Like the fucking tone, right? His accent, dialect and shit is fucking hilarious. And it's also just like a fun and pretty good anime that I can enjoy with my like wife and shit. That's been the first newer anime that I've watched in dub. I need to check to see if they're still out here doing that. Like I haven't watched the Tokyo Revengers dub. Like
I personally prefer the dub over the sub personally, but like
that makes sense because it's Americanized terms. Like that's the whole thing about
like even all y'all names come from like just whatever.
Yeah,
there is a joke that is made that I don't know how it like translated. Either way, right? I think there's an art to doing like an anime intro, et cetera, that does not rely on pushing forward a spoiler or whatever. I also think that there's a way to spoil things without directly spoiling things. Like I think
in a good way.
I think Ranking of Kings does it a really good way.
Yes, but that's like a storybook situation. Like you can literally like it gives you well go ahead. You have a point. Like you,
well my point is just like okay, so I never read the Ranking of Kings manga, whatever the fuck. And I just assume that most people in the West watching something have not watched it or whatever.
Yeah.
So like watching it and just watching certain story beats unfold and then get played out in the intro every fucking time you watch it, it's crazy. Because yeah. I think that streaming, and just to bring it all for full circle or whatever, like streaming has really changed how you experience something. Mm-hmm. Like today, right, you might watch something and be like, okay, I'm going to follow this week to week. And every week you get a little piece of the story to unravel. And then like at the end of the season, you watch the whole shit kind of play out. Mm-hmm. And I think that a lot of people just wait for the whole shit to play out. And then, you know, you watch
it. I mean, like you watch it, people binge it. And I mean, the community portion of it, like people get online and they talk about it from time to time. You watch your favorite YouTuber kind of discuss a lot of the situations that have gone on, things like that. Like there's the whole community kind of based around that.
Like you get the play by play, right?
Yeah. And which like is different the way that we experienced it, which was like you watched it when you could, and if it was a rerun, it might have been a rerun, and you might talk about it with your friends, but seldom do you like. I don't remember talking about anime with my friends at the time.
Just the friends that watched anime.
I mean, until I was older, and when they were actually watching.
Yeah, anime. Not until I was like in high school, like mid high school or whatever the fuck, right? And by then, like
anime I never came home. Like, did you see what happened on Dexter's Laboratory?
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah, like it'd be weird to do it because like you just don't know what. But those are episodic. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like
that's what I'm saying.
You watch a serialized show and it's just like, okay, this is crazy.
Yeah, even Power Rangers. I was not talking with my friends about the Power Rangers.
Right, and I just think that like in that particular instance, you were just watching things as they came, and you know, if you got it in the episodic sequence and you got it in the episodic sequence and you pieced it all together at the end. Whereas now, like you know that you have to piece it all together at the end, so like. You're looking for this type of shit. Yeah. And that's no shame to anybody. Like, that's no knock to anybody who's like experiencing shit like that. But I don't know. Like, even watching like shit like Demon Slayer or fucking My Hero.
I was trying to think about it because it's been a while since I've actually watched another Demon Slayer opening. And I didn't even really like go into watching those.
I stopped giving a fuck about the Demon Slayer. I don't think Demon Slayer should ever change the OP. But
I could have kept going. I mean, the first one was damn good.
It's really good. Damn, second one, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Third one, meh.
Yeah. But I mean, the thing is, they're stepped up. Well, I mean, we can argue.
Animation quality is always going to go up.
Exactly. And that's the cool thing about it. I'm very excited.
Bring me another smile bomb, nigga.
I'm actually thinking about me and the wifey taking a trip out to local movie theaters and shit on the 23rd because they're dropping the last episode of the last season theater wise. Like they're going like the last, I think it's going to be the last few, but I think it's the last episode of the fucking Sword Village arc. And then they're also adding the the first episode of the newest arc, the Hashira training arc, which I'm excited for, but also I feel like it's going to be kind of a letdown for some people. Like, there's big moments and shit like that, but and there's a lot of shit revealed.
I do think that they mangified season three a lot. Like, there's just a certain patience that manga readers have that anime viewers don't.
I'm waiting a week to catch like a couple of like pictures. Like, I'm like literally a couple of pictures, a couple of blurbs. Like, if I'm waiting a month like Boruto, then I'm still getting like 20 page, like 15, 16 pages sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's still like, all right, I get some information, but it still cliffhangs me like a motherfucker. And right. Like, whereas manga shit's like, if I'm reading a weekly manga, like, I hope that I get something awesome. Like, I hope so, but if not, then that's normal.
All right, I'll wait next week.
It's a talking chapter. Hikaru was fucking talking about the law.
Oh, great.
JJK. Great. That was a joke.
No, I get it. Well, his domain is finally coming up. Anyway.
But either way, man. Yeah, shout out to that, man. I see you on.
Yeah.
All this to say, man, there's a lot that goes into crafting a really good OP. I think it's an artwork. Shout out to the ones that do it really well. Shout out to the ones that are trying to up and come. I'm really excited to see like what else comes out here. I'm going to try my best to watch some of these new ones. But like when it comes to the spoiler situation, I'm going to skip them all the time. Bro, you got anything, last moments of the people, any last thoughts, anything like that?
Me personally, no. I just wanted to see, like, okay, so what's your definitive, like, last thought on, like, intros and, like, implementing, like, story beats into the intro, that type of shit.
Okay, for me, right, the perfectly crafted way to go about it, right? You take a banger track, right? That's always the kind of the meat and potatoes of a really good OP, whether or not the opening track is really good, and a lot of them are in Japanese, so the thing is that whether or not it's good is always kind of subjective anyway. But banger track, right, you're introducing at least the main characters, right? Like, you're gonna get at least the protagonist, you're gonna get the deuteragonist if you have one, and then like a couple of like offside shoot characters, right? I want to see maybe a shadow of the big bad, or at least the big bad of a season, right? Give me some beautiful landscapes of the area or where they might be at. And even if I've never seen this character, like, don't have them in a very obvious position. Like, don't put them shadowed, like, to the point where like I can still make them out or something like that. Like, if they're full complete shadow or their back is turned or something like that, that's always mysterious and intriguing. And then when you wrap it up, right, give me like a full character. Give me a full character spread, man. Give me the characters that we at least have, and also develop as you go. Like, but it's hard work. I get it. Animation's tough. So changing something that's supposed to run at the beginning of every episode for us, like umpteenth episodes, can be kind of annoying. Redrawing that shit every five or six. Like, you know, like five or six episodes, typically about the time frame where you get either a new character or B, a new location or something like that. Like, I like anime that develops with their like OP, or get a banger one like Samurai Champloo and just run that bitch every time.
Yeah, run it every time.
Like, just run that bitch. Smile, mom. Just run that bitch every time. Don't even worry about it. And then give my characters like in landscapes, hills, different shit like that. I don't know anybody.
You would rather go like the old school kind of way where it's just like, yeah, mild spoiler. But like, if you don't know, you don't know.
Yeah. But the thing is, how mild? It's a mild spoiler. It's so mild. Like, it's literally like barely there. This is the spoiling effect is literally that you might have seen that person before.
Fair.
Yeah. But don't give me the whole like half the fight. Don't give me half the fight.
Right. Don't give me the conclusion.
Exactly. Like, because I know how Takemichi fights, man. Like, so I know that this is most of it. Like,
fair enough.
Sorry, that's call out. But yeah, either way, man, thank you guys so much for listening. We really fucking appreciated you guys. If you made it to the end, you're an A1 day one. Thank you so much. Don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Don't forget to come us out on Instagram. We are still polling for best beast transformation. So check out that stuff, man. Please do get at us. It's the Well-Spoken Token. We love you. And I'm out.